Chapter 39. Killers. A convoy of armored black vehicles drove through the streets of Atlanta. Inside one, a group of men and women sat, all wearing bespoke black suits that contrasted with their pale skin and nearly white blonde hair.
"I can't believe the patriarch sent all of us for one ape,"
a man laughed with a heavy German accent.
"Yes," a woman rejoined with the same enunciation pattern. "We could have just sent a zookeeper."
"Der Mund halten,"
commanded a man in the passenger seat. The previous speakers glared at him from the back seat. His features were a bit less refined than everyone else in the car, and his hair a bit more golden.
"Jürgen, you're too serious. If you were a true member of the Familia, you would understand better."
Heat filled the man's face, but his voice was ice cold as he looked in the rearview mirror.
"You would question the will of the matriarch? The patriarch? I bet you would not be nearly so bold if you knew they called the photographer."
Silence reigned.
"The photograph?"
one woman asked with a whisper.
"That animal?"
another echoed at the same volume. Everyone in the house knew about their lady's old mentor, the one called to deal out the harshest punishments.
"Yeah," Jürgen replied smugly. "Unless you would like to meet him yourself, I suggest you focus on our mission."
It was quiet for the rest of the ride, and more than one member of the car actually felt pity for the man they were about to abduct. Five large black SUVs pulled up in front of St. Francis Hospital. Three more took up positions at the other main exits. Each vehicle was equipped with ballistic glass windows and solid rubber tires. The frames were reinforced titanium. When the doors slammed shut, they made a dull thunk rather than a thud, due to the heavy armor plating. These were tanks disguised as luxury vehicles. Just like the people being transported, the cars were examples of hidden strength. A large stylized L was on each hood, black ink on black paint. Each car discharged four blonde men and women dressed in well-cut black suits. A man wearing jeans and a black t-shirt approached the cars. A quick glance around the hospital would show several dozen other people dressed similarly ringing the building. The approaching man was muscular, had a rough look about him, and large, scarred hands. The type of man most didn't want to meet in a bar, but in the face of the well-manicured blondes, he wore an obsequious expression. He looked back and forth at the 20 suited men and women, not sure who to address.
Jürgen took lead, beckoning the man closer. "Report."
The black-shirted man angled his right hand completely flat while keeping it at waist level, a surreptitious salute before speaking.
"Sir, my name is Hector. I'm the leader of the Charlemagnes."
Jürgen showed his impatience and utter lack of being impressed by the accomplishments of Hector's life.
The gang leader picked up on the other man's oh-so-subtle disdain. While inside he railed, he hadn't made it to the top of a Familia subordinate gang just because of his scarred fists. Without allowing his anger to show on his face, he continued to report.
"The entire gang was mustered as soon as we received the emergency signal. We have 11 members on the scene within 10 minutes, and currently have 37 members watching everyone that comes and goes. The other 23 will be here within the hour. My apologies, but they were outside of the city when the call came and..."
Jürgen waved him to silence, not interested in the gibberings of an inferior.
He personally thought his lady was just mad with grief and wasting all of their time by sending so many to bring in a simple peasant, despite what he'd said in the car. Not that he was fool enough to speak those thoughts out loud.
"You didn't enter the building, did you, Jesus?" the blonde asked.
Completely ignoring being called the wrong name, Hector answered with a shake of his head.
"No, sir. We would not dare to intrude on any Familia's territory without permission."
The blonde man nodded, staring up at the tall white building. While the shadow was undoubtedly a subpar Familia filled with slant eyes, it was still good that peasant showed the proper respect to their betters. Making an L with his left hand, a holographic display appeared between Jürgen's thumb and forefinger. Tapping on it, the suited man sent a signal to each of the black-shirted men and women. Hector, lacking the funds for a holographic upgrade on his link, pulled a small clear circle from his pocket that promptly showed Finn's face. All around the hospital, other members of the Charlemagne gang did the same.
"This is our quarry. Enter the hospital and begin searching. When you spot him, notify us immediately. If you capture him, you will be well rewarded. What is most important is that you take him alive. The lady herself has made it clear that she will show our target special attention."
Affixing Hector with a glare, the blonde continued.
"Or the one responsible for letting him go free will take his place."
The hardened criminal kept his face impassive but couldn't stop a slow, dry swallow. Everyone in the know knew about the Red Room.
Smiling, Jürgen leaned forward. "Yes, and I promise you, Jaime, the Red Room is worse than you can possibly imagine."
Done with his joke, the suited man stood tall and snapped his fingers.
"You have permission to enter Shadow Territory in pursuit of this goal. The building schematics show 6 exits at street level. 1 on the north side of the building, 2 to the south, east, and the last to the west. Dispatch 3 of your subordinates to each exit to ensure he does not escape. Report and coordinate with the strike teams on each side of the hospital. Take another 5 of your people and go to the sub-basement. There is a tunnel that leads to a neighboring building. Make sure he doesn't get out that way. Send the rest of your gang inside. Now move."
After internally strangling even more anger at being spoken down to, Hector made another salute and began giving orders to his people through the smart glass rectangle of his link. As the man walked away, one of the blonde-suited women glared after him with almost a snarl on her face. With an easily heard German accent, she spat out,
"Mongrel, I don't know how you can bear speaking to such as him, Jürgen."
Jürgen smiled, but still gently admonished her.
"Your prejudice betrays you, Olga. Despite being inferior, these lessers have their uses, just as cows or horses can be of use. Currently, they are our hounds who will flush our fox out into the open."
Speaking again, but with a commanding clip in his voice, he gave his team orders.
"You 4, guard the exit." He turned to the next squad leader. "Split your team. 2 of you go to the main security office. Our lord and lady have parleyed with the Shadow Familia for our entrance and access to their systems. Still, be prepared to take control of the surveillance system by force. I don't trust shades. The other 1/2 of your team should go to the target's room. The Shadow said he should be on the 5th floor, room 5C16. Wait for me to arrive before engaging."
The 4 entered the hospital, splitting into pairs. Now that the hospital was secured and their quarry could not escape, Jürgen sent a video to their prey. It had been specially curated and edited by their matriarch. A faint beep showed the file was delivered with the customary protocols used for such incendiary material.
"The rest of you?"
Jürgen smiled and straightened his shirt cuffs under his suit coat.
"Let's go back in Untermensch."
Smiling, 12 killers entered the hospital.